Would you change a winning team?
Welcome to today's episode, where we turn fresh ideas into actionable business insights. Today, we're focusing on the fundamentals that every entrepreneur and innovator needs to know: business models. We'll start by defining what is a business model and how it connects with the value proposition to better meet customer needs. Then, we'll explore the comprehensive business model canvas as developed by Alex Osterwalder to help you visualize and improve every aspect of your new business idea. Whether you're starting a new venture or looking to innovate within an established company, today's insights will provide you with the tools you need for success. Let's get started. But before to begin, remember to subscribe to the newsletter and follow our LinkedIn page.
In our last episode, we reviewed the concept of value proposition as the first step towards the definition of a new business using ideation sessions. Today, we will explore further the concept and the practice of business model innovation. Despite the many scholars writing on it, such as Gary Hamel, Christoph Zott, and Raphael Amit, we think that the business model canvas by Alex Osterwalder, as presented in his book Business Model Design, is the most simple yet comprehensive framework on the topic to date. Alex is the founder and CEO of Strategizer, a company specialized in business model innovation. Strategizer published a lot of books on business innovation, and all of them are considered foundational for the field. Basically, a business model describes the rationale of how an organization creates, delivers, and captures value. One of the main contributions from the book is the business model canvas, which is a graphical representation of a business model as composed by 9 interrelated components, which are the customer segment, the value proposition, the channels, the customer relationship, the revenue streams, the key resources, the key activities, the key partnerships, and the cost structure. It may sound obvious, but a business model is not a business plan, nor a financial plan of a business. While the business model provides a strategic blueprint of how a company creates, delivers, and capture value, the business plan outlines the specific step the company will take to execute on that model and project financials of the business over time in an attempt to achieve broader business goals and support the new business case. Designing and building a business model involves a systematic approach to defining how your company will create, deliver, and capture value. In our case, we will use the business model canvas to structure thinking and ensure all the critical elements of the business are considered. Shared thinking related and structured around the business model derive from workshop and brainstorming sessions, which are facilitated sessions with stakeholders to generate ideas and collaborate on business model components, and prototyping by creating simplified version of your product or service to test aspects of your business model. All the aspects discussed and tested will be finally part of the business model canvas, which is not the final document describing the subject, but rather a tool to guide and structure the process, which is highly interactive and recursive. Therefore, the first step in drafting a business model canvas is to define your customer segment, which means discover who is the customer by conducting interviews and surveys to understand the needs, behavior, and the demographic of potential customer segment, create buyer persona to represent typical customer, helping to visualize their need, motivation, and decision-making processes. Then we will get back to the value proposition to clarify it and eventually re-examine it, using tools like the value proposition canvas to map out the customer profile and your value proposition to address their needs and solve their problem effectively. And then test different value proposition with target customer to see what resonates the most. Based on the above, we will then outline the channels to be used by the business, exploring different channels for reaching your customer, such as direct sales, online, retailers, or partners, and evaluate the effectiveness, cost, and reach of each channel through trials or secondary research. We will then specify the type of customer relationship. deciding how you will interact with customers throughout their journey. Will you use personal assistants, self-service, automated services, community, or co-creation? Testing different interaction strategies to identify what builds loyalty and customer satisfaction. At this point, we will start to determine the revenue stream by identifying possible revenues such as sales, subscription, fee, leasing, licensing, or advertising. Modeling different pricing strategies to find the optimal balance between value for the customer and sustainability for the business. This will help to identify and detail key resources, listing the physical, intellectual, human, and financial resources necessary to execute the business model, analyzing which resources are most critical for delivering your value proposition, to then define key activities, determining the essential activities required to create your value proposition, reach market, maintain customer relationships, and earn revenue. Considering activities like production, problem solving, platform management, or logistics. If needed, at this point we will establish key partnership, meaning potential partners who can help you leverage your business model by reducing risks or acquiring resources, and negotiate partnership or alliances that support your business model. Finally, we will identify the cost structure, mapping out the major cost drivers in your business model, such as fixed and variable cost, performing a cost-benefit analysis to ensure your business model is sustainable. And that's not all, because we will continue to iteratively gather feedback and adjustment for customers from partners and internal teams. And we will use this feedback to refine elements of our business model, growing it on what we learned so far. Building a business model is fundamentally an iterative and dynamic process, requiring continuous validation and adjustment as market conditions change or new information become available. It's about crafting a model that not only fits the current market environment, but is also robust enough to adapt to future changes.
Now that we've detailed how to create a strong business mode, let's expand our scope and see how Alex Osterwalder's business model canvas gives us a blueprint for mapping out every crucial element of AI. We'll explore how aligning your value propositions with your overall business model can drive innovation and deliver sustainable competitive advantages. But before we delve deeper, a quick reminder, don't forget to leave a review on Podchaser to let us know your thoughts about the podcast.
In our last episode, we examined Alex Osterwalder's book on value proposition, being the first of a well-known series on business innovation. Today, we explore business model design that can be considered the second of the series. While value proposition is fundamentally about how your product or service solve problems or improve the customer situation in a way that is distinct from other offering on the market, business model design is about how this value is delivered. The core of the book revolves around the business model canvas, a strategic management template for developing new or documenting 16 business models. It is a visual chart with elements describing a firm's value proposition, infrastructure, customer, and finances, which help organizations to align their activity by illustrating potential trade-off. We will not detail the 9 building blocks because this has been the subject of another segment of this same episode. Osterwalder emphasized the importance of innovation in business model as a means of competitive advantage. The canvas is designed to be flexible, encouraging continuous exploration and adaptation of the model to meet changing market conditions and new business opportunity. 3 are the foundational beliefs of Osterwalder approach. The first is customer centricity, which stress the importance of understanding what customers truly value, which can lead to innovative products or services that meet those needs. The second is iterative design, where Osterwalder promotes an iterative approach to business model design, advocating for rapid prototyping, testing, and revision based on feedback. And the third is the holistic view. The business model canvas, in fact, encourages an holistic view of business, urging companies to think beyond product and examine the entire value chain and customer experience. Although Osterwalder's works has been generally well welcomed by the academy, some scholars have critiqued various aspects of this framework, such as, for example, the empirical validation, because some academics have called for more empirical research to validate the framework. They question how applicable it is across different industry and business environment. Second is complexity and simplicity. There is a debate, in fact, over whether the canvas oversimplifies the complexity of running a business or whether its simplicity is actually its strength, making complex strategic concepts accessible and actionable. And the third is innovation versus execution, with scholars questioning the balance between the focus on innovation and the necessities of execution. In fact, some suggest that the model may underemphasize the importance of executing business operation efficiently. In any case, the business model canvas is widely regarded as a valuable tool for entrepreneurs, business leaders, and innovators because of its usability, as it is praised for its user-friendly format that condenses complex business concepts into a single page, which is particularly useful for startup and new venture. And flexibility. In fact, it is applicable to a wide variety of business type, from tech startup to established firms. And finally, strategic thinking, because it facilitates strategic thinking and alignment within teams, making it easier for different departments to understand the broader business strategy and their role within it. The debate between innovation versus execution is a very old one. Balancing innovation and execution within business model is a significant challenge, particularly in a rapidly changing business environment. Innovation is not just about coming up with new ideas, but also about understanding the idea that can succeed and successfully implementing the right one when they become viable, sustainable business practice. Here, the concept of collaborative design leading to sustainable collaborative execution becomes crucial. In fact, collaborative design brings together diverse perspectives and expertise from various stakeholders, including employees from different departments, customers, and even partners. This collective input can lead to more innovative and comprehensive solutions that are more likely to succeed because they consider multiple angles and potential impact points. Collaboration in the design phase fosters a culture of creativity and continuous improvement. People are more likely to engage in creative problem solving when they work in a team environment that values diverse ideas and approaches. This can lead to more innovative business models that are better adapted to changing market needs and customer expectations. When a business model is designed collaboratively, it helps build buy-in across the organization. Understanding and agreeing on the model from the outset ensures that all parts of the organization are aligned, which is crucial for smooth execution. This alignment is essential for the seamless integration of new business model into existing operation. Collaborative design should not only focus on the planning phase, but also anticipate the execution phase. This means considering how the business model will be implemented in a day-to-day operation. It involves planning for resources, defining roles and responsibility, and setting up processes that support the business model. A business model that is collaborative design tends to be more adaptable. Teams that are involved in the design phase are more likely to be proactive in monitoring outcome and iterating the model as necessary. This ongoing adaptation is key to sustainability, especially in dynamic market. Effective execution of innovative business models require excellent communication channels within the organization. Collaborative design can establish this channel early on. Continuous feedback loop where employees can report issues, suggest improvement, and adapt the model in real time are critical for the sustainable execution of the business model. Overall, the business model canvas is considered a highly effective tool for anyone involved in business model design or innovation. It offers a clear framework for thinking about businesses in a structured yet flexible way, which also become over time an execution platform, making them invaluable for businesses seeking to navigate the complexity of modern markets.
Thank you for joining us today as we explored the art and science of building robust business models. Remember, the key to business success lies in continuous innovation and adaptation. Use what we've explored today to assess and enhance your strategic approach, ensuring your business not only survives, but thrives in the marketplace. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next time as we continue to discuss about experimentation. Until then, think strategically and innovate wisely.
And remember, spark, automate, innovate.